Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. If you would like to call in and you're in the Los Angeles area, the call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including all those here in the, I love the fact that it's fall, San Francisco Bay Area, the call-in number is toll-free, 877-697-9725. If you would like to log into the chat room, producer Tina is there, as always, managing things. You can pop in, say hello, and I will be checking into the chat room after the show. So if you have any questions, you can either plug them in and Tina will let me know, and otherwise, you can ask them when I come into the chat room. So today, I called the episode The Cosmic Cup Check. Now, let me explain what that phrase means. Back a long time ago, I was taking martial arts, and the form was called Kaju Kenbo, which is a combination of karate, judo, jiu-jitsu, kenpo, and Chinese kung fu boxing. Very, very aggressive, and it's designed to combat multiple attackers at once. It came out of Hawaii. Anyway, I was taking this class and wanting to connect with that inner warrior of mine. So the instructor did something very interesting. Periodically, and it was a rule for all the guys taking the class, that a cup was required, not suggested, required. And in a martial arts class, I'm sure everybody can figure out why. So occasionally, he would call cup check, and he had a bamboo stick. And he would go along, and everybody had to go into their traditional horse stance, and all the guys were going to take a shot below the equator, right in the business district, and to test if they were wearing their cup. Now, any guy who was breaking the rules and was not wearing a cup usually caved before that moment came, especially when he heard the crack of the stick hitting the cup on the guy next to him. So, how does that relate to our lives? How does that really interesting and, you know, cringeworthy mental picture relate to what we're going through? I like to call them the universal pop quiz. It's those times that basically, you know, we do our training, we've got our tools, we go along, and suddenly the universe comes in and says, you know what, I think it's time for you to test your tools. I think it's time to bring something into your life that you weren't expecting. Let's see how you do. So the curveball comes in. It could be something as simple as, which happened to me last week during the show, in fact, running out of gas when you were really kind of betting you had enough. How do you deal with it? It could be a huge change in a relationship. How do you deal with it? It could be a conflict coming up either between yourself and somebody else or maybe two friends. How do you deal with it? These opportunities that come into our lives that are moments where, okay, I talk a good game, I talk about, you know, well, you're using your tools and using your words and doing all this stuff, it's time for me to put my money where my mouth is and to walk my talk. This is not a bad thing. There are many people who talk about Mercury in retrograde. Oh my gosh, don't sign contracts, don't do this, Mercury's in retrograde, you know, communications. For those of you who don't know, Mercury in retrograde, or, you know, the planet basically shifts its path, or, you know, it's back, actually in some ways moving backwards along its normal rotation. And what it is supposed to create is difficulties in communication. And, you know, things don't work right, or relationships hit rocky points. And all I hear is, you know, oh, my God, Mercury's in retrograde. You know, whoop, you know, I said something really horrible. Well, it's not my fault. Mercury's in retrograde. Like, you know what? I look forward to Mercury in retrograde. I do not fear Mercury in retrograde, because what Mercury in retrograde does is allows me to test my tools. It allows me, now let's go on the theory that yes, it sends all communication and all that stuff, you know, right on, you know, to heck in a handbasket. What it also does is it gives us an opportunity to walk our talk. It gives us an opportunity to say, hey, coach, you know, put me in. Let me show you what I can do. And, yes, yeah, sometimes communication does get a little bit wonky. And you can go through that process, and then when it's done, you say, okay, you know what? I didn't do so bad. I was hit with this situation, and this situation, and these are the ways I dealt with it. And that particular situation, I didn't do so well, so I know that I need to work on those things. The cosmic cup check is about confirming that we are doing what we need to do to take care of ourselves and to take care of others around us. I mean, any guy knows the purpose of an athletic supporter in sports is to make sure that you are very well taken care of. And the idea that, you know, why on earth would we want to risk not being taken care of? Why would we not do what we needed to do in order to move ourselves through this walk of life in the best, easiest way we can? Because there are times that come up that we can't control that are going to test that, that we're going to be challenged by. So since we know that's going to happen every once in a while, why not reduce the amount of agitation by making sure that we've got ourselves taken care of, that we're doing the things we need to do? One of the things that I was taught was, you know, periodically, especially, and, you know, and this goes for anybody who does a lot of energetic work, the idea of doing personal clearing, that is a big piece. I cannot emphasize that more. When you're dealing with the energetic fields of a lot of different people, or if you're just routinely in an environment that, you know, some people just have like toxic work environments or toxic family environments, every once in a while, you need to clear that stuff off of you before it starts digging in and taking root. And especially if you're someone who teaches, if you're someone who is a healing practitioner, you have got to take your own advice, and I'd be willing to bet dollars to donuts that one of your advice to somebody who has is around a lot of very toxic energy is, you know what, every once in a while you need to clear that off. One of my favorite ways is a clearing salt bath, which is one cup of Epsom salt, one cup of sea salt, and a half a cup of baking soda. So I'll say that again for those of you who are going, gee, that sounds like a really cool thing to do. One cup of Epsom salt, one cup of sea salt, and a half a cup of baking soda. You can get all of these at your local grocery store. Take them, pour them one at a time into a nice hot bath. I mean, not we're cooking a lobster hot, but just as hot as you can comfortably lay in it. You put that in. You lay down in it, and it's just like it removes a lot of that heavy, yucky stuff that can build up. Now, this is a clearing bath that you do right before bed. Do not do this first thing in the morning because it will make you wonky because it leaves you very open. So this is a thing at the end of a very long, hard day that you just, you know, go do this. You know, you can even, if you get really excited, you can, you know, sage the bathroom. you know, burn a little smudge there, and, you know, just have it be this wonderful, very yummy, lovely experience. And then you go to bed, and usually you have really interesting dreams, you know, when you do this type of clearing. So when you're having, you know, whatever practices that you do, however you do them, however you hold them, whatever traditions that you go through it, a part of protecting ourselves in that is by taking the time we need to take to do what we would tell anybody else to do, which is, you know what, you need to rest, you need to clear, you need to, you know, really take care of yourself. Often, we take care of other people so much better than we take care of ourselves. And when we get wrapped up in that, we start forgetting how to protect ourselves. We start forgetting to make our personal work a priority. And that, I'm fairly certain, will eventually, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, that comes back and bites you in the butt. It is as important to make sure we protect ourselves in the work we do, in, you know, just our actions through life, as it is for a guy to wear an athletic supporter during a sports event. It's not a matter of if something is going to happen that's going to be unpleasant. It's a matter of when. Do we really want to tempt fate? Do we really want to go, yeah, okay, you know what? I don't need to take these precautions. You know, go for it, universe. Because the universe is going to teach us something. When we set aside what it is we know we should be doing, either to take care of ourselves or to take care of somebody else, the universe is going to circle back around and say, wow, okay, well, maybe this person needs to be reminded why this is important. I cannot tell you the amount of times that I have told myself over my life, it's like, wow, you know, I need to make an extra key for this or for that. And I always put it off. I always go, you know, well, you know, I don't need to take care of that now. And then sure enough, I lock myself out of something. And the first thing I think is, man, and just yesterday I was telling myself I had to make an extra key. That is a fairly gentle reminder. Running out of gas on the side of the road when, yes, I have AAA, so basically it was just a matter of waiting for somebody to come and bring me some gasoline. But I could have very easily taken the time out of my personal busy schedule, which, you know what, it took me way more time to deal with the consequences of not getting gas than it would have taken for me to get the gas, which is really one of the big pieces. You know, if you don't have the time, the energy, the focus to take care of what you need to take care of, when are you going to have more time to deal with the consequences of that? I mean, fortunately, I had my phone, I had my charger, so I was able to still do my show. But what if I hadn't? What if I was out there, my phone was dead, I had no way to reach anybody? Producer Kina would have been doing the show, which I'm sure she would have just been so thrilled to do. And when I think about all those times in my life that something came up and bit me right in the back end, usually at some point before that, I had a chance to correct it before it happened. I had a chance to act on it. But for whatever reason, in that moment, I chose not to. And pop quiz, okay, how solid are you in your work? How much are you paying attention to what you need to pay attention to? How much are you managing your life in a way that serves as an example of what you say you represent? And we get tested. It is pretty much one test after another. It is that place of accepting that we don't always have it as right as we think we do. And sometimes, yeah, you know, it's tough when that mirror gets turned around. You know, there's a phrase in a lot of, you know, spiritual practices and spiritual teachings where the person, the teacher, will hold up a mirror and let the other person, you know, see their own reflection, which is great. It's wonderful. The trick is always keep in mind that you're, you know, you, the teacher, are looking at the side that doesn't reflect. And every once in a while, you need to turn that sucker around and check out what your reflection is doing. See, I always picture it, get one of those, like, you know, drugstore mirrors that, you know, has the regular magnification on one side and the freaky 5x magnification on the other side. You keep the magnified one on your side. That's the one you look into. Because if you're putting yourself out there as a teacher, as a healer, as somebody who is leading somebody through the processes in their life, you make sure that you are constantly checking what your motivations are, what your practices are. I mean, as a chiropractor, I do myself get adjusted. And I would be very concerned about somebody going to a chiropractor that never, ever got adjusted. It's like, really? You're telling me that I should go and I should do this and all that stuff, and how often are you doing it? And there's all kinds of excuses. Oh, well, you know, I'm busy, or, you know, whatever. No. If it's good enough for your patients, if it's something you would advise your patients, it's something you need to do. It's something you need to model. Because it's those times when we are not walking our talk that we usually end up getting the cosmic cup check. The pop quiz comes up and we have not studied. So when you look at those places in your life, I mean, you know, whether you're a healer, a teacher, or whether you're just, you know, walking your walk as a parent, now that's a minefield that you can step into very easily and, okay, you know, do as I say, not as I do. You know, what are you modeling for your kid? If you work in an office, and, you know, every office has that kind of hierarchy, and, you know, you've got people, you know, who really look up to you. What are you modeling for them? You know, are you modeling somebody who, you know, hangs around by, you know, the water cooler and gossips? Or are you modeling the person who says, you know what, let's keep this productive. Let's keep this moving forward. You know, we don't need to get wrapped up in little stuff. Because if you do not walk your talk, sooner or later, it's going to get tested. And you're not going to be able to work that test as well as you could if you still have a lot of that personal stuff that's bogging you down. If you're not, you know, doing your meditation, you know, often, you know, one of the things that I usually recommend is for people to get into a habit of doing meditation. It doesn't matter what kind. There's a gazillion different types of meditation. You could do a laughing meditation. You can do a walking meditation. You can do a sitting meditation. You can do, you know, there's almost as many ways to meditate as there are people who meditate. Find the one that works for you and do it. You cannot recommend for someone, well, you need to meditate for 15, 20 minutes a day and you only do it like once a month. That is not walking your talk. And sooner or later, it's going to come back and bite you. Because a part of that practice, it's not just about doing the practice. It's not about having to do something. It's about getting to do something. It's about getting to take that time each day, even if it's just 5-10 minutes, you know, just sitting between things, taking a breath, clearing yourself out. Because when you go into an environment where somebody is going through a lot of stuff and you need to be able to hold that space and, you know, be that eye of the storm for someone else, if you're not keeping up with your practices, if you're not doing what you need to do, that is going to go badly because you're not going to be as strong in your tools. You know, it doesn't matter what tools you use. Just figure out what your tools are. And every once in a while, you know, take them out. Test them out. Make sure that, you know, they're where you need them to be. If you need to, you know, cut a tree branch and you look around and it's like, well, what the heck did I do with that saw? And you find it and it's, you know, chucked out in the side of the house and it's covered in rust and, you know, you can't get anything, you know, you can't get it to barely open up. That's not taking care of your tools. So how are you going to cut the branch? Because, you know, at the last minute, you find out that the tool you needed to use right then is not at the best, you know, level that it can be in order for you to be able to utilize it. It's very important that you dust those tools out and, you know, or dust those tools off, clean them off, look at what's getting a little bit worn. If you realize, you know, wow, you know, I'm in a, you know, in a difficult time, I'm having a hard time focusing myself, I'm having a hard time, you know, grounding myself. One of the big things that most people go for is, you know, finding somebody who can help them ground, who can help them be solid, who can help them find that eye of the storm while it's happening, you know, and be able to, you know, have that calm place. That is a huge work. And the ability to do that really has, you know, a lot of practice and a lot of work around it. That is not something that you can fake. It is not something that you can, you know, wing it, or you shouldn't. You should each be as confident in the use of your tools and the application of your tools, no matter what they are, at any particular time. Because sooner or later, you're going to be called on to support somebody, or there's going to be a situation that's going to come up where you're going to need to be able to, you know, okay, I'm here, I'm grounded, I'm settled. You never know. You never know what's going to come through the day. And when those universal pop quizzes come up, you need to be able to hold it. Because if you can't, pretty much it's a fairly sure bet that it's going to come up again. And you're going to get another opportunity to be able to walk your talk. You're going to get another opportunity to be able to show, no, you know what? I got this. I can hold this. This came up, boom. Able to adapt. For anybody who has ever been around children, yes, you have to be able to adapt almost, you know, from moment to moment. Anything can happen. That feeling of, oh my gosh, it's suddenly too quiet. Or you hear that plaintive little, and the volume increases and you know something really unpleasant has just happened. No matter how tired you are, and maybe you're exhausted, when that sound hits, boom, guess what? You've got a deal. You've got to manage it. You know, if you're at work and all of a sudden, you know, some project is just, you know, somebody down the hall is like, oh, my God, I cannot believe that this did not get done. Is it going to be any good to anybody if you can't pull up those tools of, all right, let's assess this situation, let's look at it, let's, you know, let's deal with this, and let's look at this without adding the story of all the horrible things that are going to be the result. You know, let's just look at the problem, solve the problem, and move on. So whatever it is, whatever tools you use, however you use them, however many people, whether it's a work environment or a family environment or anything else, it is really important that you make sure that you're ready for those pop quizzes, you're ready for Mercury in retrograde, that you're ready for whatever comes along to the best of your ability. I mean, you know, if something happens really big, it's like, well, all I can do is the best I can do. But you're not overwhelmed. And that's the big part of what the Cosmic Cup Check wants to teach you. It's how to be able to be okay. How can you keep yourself safe, keep other people safe, emotionally, physically, whatever. You don't get overwhelmed. Because you're prepared, because you've done the training, and those instincts kick in. You don't have to worry about, wait a minute, what do I do? How do I clear? How do I do this? How do I do? No, it's instinct. You just kick into, you know, all right, this is the situation. This is what we need to do. And it really is a lot easier when you have all that preparation that you can be confident with whatever it is that you want to do, however it is other people need you to support them, that in that moment, you're ready to go, that you can switch gears and go into that place with confidence. You know what? No, I got this. I got this. We're okay. So whether it is, you know, a pop quiz or a full-blown cup check where the universe just clocks you one, it's okay to be nervous, but you're going to be a lot less nervous if you're prepared, if you're confident, if you do what you need to do to keep your skills and your tools where they need to be, nice, sharp, and put away clean, so that when you need one, you just go, all right, I know right where it is, I'm going to take this particular tool, and this is how I'm going to use it. And I know that it's all ready, and I've got full confidence that I can handle anything. So, do not get caught by surprise. Do not allow yourself to fall into a place of, well, you know, it probably won't happen. Because whatever it is, eventually everything happens. It's about being able to deal with it with confidence. It's about being able to immediately access the tools that you need to access to be able to be successful. So, do not get surprised by the cosmic cup check. It's coming. The trick is that it's a lot easier when you've done your homework and when you've done taken care, good care of your tools. Because then it really isn't that bad. It's like a pop quiz when you've already read the material, you know it. It's not stressful. So, take out your tools, polish them up if they need it, and then just coast. Because if you've got your tools, you never have to worry about the cosmic cup check. So I want to thank you all for joining me again. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or just, gee, did you think about this? You can contact me through my email address, healinghouseradio, all one word, at the-healing-house.com. And like I said, I will be logging into the chat room after the show, and if anybody has any questions or comments, you can address them there. And I also wanted to share that also on Blog Talk Radio, I will be a guest this Saturday at 10 a.m., you know, Pacific time, and the show is called From Beyond, and it's with psychic mother and daughter team, Dr. Barbara Williams and her daughter Nadia Shapiro. And so, as I said, that will be at 10 a.m. this Saturday. And the call-in number for that is 646-716-5510. But otherwise, it's through Firefly Willows Live. So we go to blogtalkradio.com/Firefly Willows Live. Or you can just search From Beyond or Nadia Shapiro. And you can be able to hear my interview. So, otherwise, again, thank you for joining me. And I wish you a wonderful, peaceful, amazing, cup check-free week. And I hope that everyone is able to, you know, look at their tools maybe in a new way. Maybe you've got some new tools in the toolkit that you didn't know you had. It's always a good idea to, you know, go through the old kit and say, wow, you know what, I've got some new stuff that I can add to this. No problem. Because whether the tool is large or small, always go to the right tool for the right job. And make sure it's working. So, everyone take care. Have fun, enjoy life, don't worry about the cosmic cup check, because one way or another you'll deal with it, and you'll learn something. So, we will see you next week at the same time, Thursday at 2 p.m., and this is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio, And I hope you all have a wonderful, blessed week. Take care, and we'll get together next week. Bye-bye.